Hi, this is
Hello,
Heidi.
This is Michael from National Opinion Survey, and I'm conducting an opinion survey about importing issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet that includes print, radio, internet, or television?
Nope.
Okay, and just quickly here, we're almost done. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, or other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Definitely.
Okay. And moving forward here, what is your age?
Is this a requirement?
No, not at all. Let's move forward. Now, just to make sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Okay. And please rate the level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential election in November 2024 on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. From 0 and 10, how motivated are you?
10 is very motivated.
Yes, extremely motivated, and 0 is not motivated at all.
Extremely motivated.
Okay. And just moving forward here, regardless how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
I'd say independent.
Okay. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
I'm sorry, you've got me at the grocery store. What?
Yes, no, quickly here. No, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Satisfied.
Okay. And which of the following issues are most important to you in the next year's congressional election? I have crime and violence, immigration and border security, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, gun regulation and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public schools education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Can you pick two from there that's most important to you?
Oh, my goodness.
Crime and violence is the first one. Immigration and border security is the second one. Then it's standing up to fighting racial discrimination, healthcare costs, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, inflation and the economy, gun regulations and reform, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government, climate change and environmental issues, protecting our democracy and freedoms, improving K-12 public school education, criminal justice reform that stops racial profiling and holds bad cops accountable. Which are the following that you
abortion rights, and okay. I'm very concerned about immigration, but I'm probably concerned about it in the opposite direction of what your question's asking.
Oh, okay. One second here. Okay. Now moving forward here, and in your opinion, and are economic conditions in this country getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
They're improving. Slowly.
Okay. Would you say getting better, staying the same, or
yes.
Getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay. Now, thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Getting better.
Okay. Now, how often would you say you experience racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often at all, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. And how often would you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender in your everyday life? Would you say very often, often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Okay. Let's see here. Now, how concerned are you about rights or freedoms being taken away or rolled back in this country? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale of 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and comfortable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. Now, you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person or organization, please say so. The Leadership Conference on Human Rights and Civil Rights. From 0 to 100, how do you rate that organization from 0 to 100?
I'm not. I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar enough with it.
Oh, okay. Now, Cornell West, from 0 to 100.
Never. Cornell West?
Yes, Cornell West.
Not familiar with it.
Okay. The National Rifle Association, or NRA, from 0 to 100.
Zero cold and 100 hot?
Yeah, correct. There, 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold.
10.
Okay. 10? Okay. And remember, that is 0 to 100.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes,
then, okay.
Yes,
okay.
They're lucky they got anything over one, but
okay.
They do a few good things.
Okay. Black Lives Matter from 0 to 100.
Eighty.
Okay. The Republican Party from 0 to 100.
They're a bunch of freaking idiots. 0.
Okay. Tim Scott.
I used to be a Republican. That's over.
Tim Scott from 0 to 100.
Tim Scott?
Yes.
And I don't know. I don't know enough about him.
Okay. Now, Joe Biden from 0 to 100. Okay. Donald Trump from 0 to 100.
Oh, my God. Can I go negative 100?
You could give from 0 to 100.
0.
Okay. Quickly here. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornell West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Cornell West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Now, how worried are you about the rise of white nationalism in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or no, not worried at all?
Very worried.
Okay. Now, I'd like to read you some statements about the different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with this statement. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society. You strongly agree with that statement, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Gay marriage should be a legal and protected right in this country. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Are you saying, yes, it should be legal?
Yeah, no. It says gay marriage should be legal. It should be a legal protected right in this country. Like, it should be legal.
Yes.
Okay. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree.
Strongly agree.
Okay.
Strongly
now, American democracy is under major threat now. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, racism against black people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Sadly, somewhat agree.
Okay. Now, America is on a path to another civil war. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Okay. Now, in general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of blacks and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree with more. Statement A says this. Parents should have a direct say on the education of their children received, that their children receive, including books that they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books our school libraries can carry. That's the first statement, A. Statement B says this. Our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limits children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose history is often ignored in our schools, such as black and LGBTQ+. Which of these statements do you agree with more? Strongly agree statement A, somewhat agree statement B, or strongly agree statement B?
Strongly agree statement B.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermining our country today. Please rate each of the, each using a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree that this is being undermined and under threat, and 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 0 means that you do not think it's being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Equal economic opportunities for all. Do you, from 0 to 5, how strongly do you agree with that there? Equal economic opportunities for all, from 0 to 10.
From 0 to 10?
Yes. 0 means that you do not agree, that it's being threatened, that you do not agree. 5 means that you somewhat agree, and 10 means that you strongly agree. So with that small statement there, the short statement, equal economic opportunities
seven.
For all. 7, okay.
Seven.
Police that treat everyone the same, from 0 to 10. I mean, what do you give that? The police that treat everyone the same.
Depends on where you are. I'd say 6.
Okay. Now, ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting, from 0 to 10.
7.
Okay. The right to bear arms, from 0 to 10.
7. Do I agree in the right to bear arms?
Yes, you're correct. The 0 means that you do not agree that it is being threatened. Because remember, if the right to be armed, do you think the right to bear arms, do you think that is being threatened? Or do you agree? 0 means that you do not agree that it's being threatened, and 10 means that you strongly agree that it's being threatened or undermined. The right to bear arms, you think that's being threatened right now in this day and age? From 0 to 10,
two.
How would you give it? 2?
2.
Okay.
2.
Now, a commitment to Christian ideas. From 0 to 10. Remember, 0, that you do not agree, 5, that you somewhat agree, and 10, that you strongly agree. So from 0 to 10, what would you give me?
The U.S. has a commitment to Christian ideals?
Yeah, true. Now, it says this short statement, a commitment to Christian ideas. Do you think that's being threatened, that a commitment to Christian ideas in this country, that you think that's being threatened? 0 means that you do not agree that it's being threatened, and 10 means that you strongly agree that it is being threatened, the commitment to Christian ideas in this country.
3.
Okay.
3.
Mm-hmm. Now, immigration to this country, 0 to 10.
What about immigration to this country?
Yeah. Do you agree that it's being threatened or undermined? 0 means that you do not agree, and 10 means that you strongly agree that about immigration of this country that is being threatened.
the ability to immigrate to the country.
Yeah, correct.
Being
That's correct. Yes, correct. From 0 to 10, how would you give that? What number?
9.
Okay. And then freedom to protest the police or government from 0 to 10.
So 0 is it's not being threatened?
Yeah,
or?
Correct. 0 means that you do not agree that it's being threatened that or undermined at all. 5 means that you somewhat agree that it's being threatened. And 10 means that you strongly agree that freedom
three.
To protest the 3? Okay.
Three.
Okay. Now, we're almost done here at 90%. Now, I'm going to, this is the last one here. I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale of 0 to 10. Where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. From 0 to 10, how much do you agree with this statement?
8.
Okay. Now, America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While our own rights may have not be at risk yet, this is a slippery slope. If we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedoms and less power to change things that change things than our parents. Less power to change things than our parents. From 0 to 10, how do you agree with that statement?
9.
Okay. And now, sometimes over the course of our survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential election in November on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to voting next year. 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number from 0 to 10. How motivated are you from 0 to 10 of voting?
10.
Okay. And now, switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. Which is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay. College, okay. Would that be some college vocational certificate or college graduate bachelor's degree or post-master's?
Bachelor's degree.
Okay. Now, are you married, unmarried, with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, very conservative? Somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week? Once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. Now, how would you describe the area where you live in? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Okay. Now, do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you for your participation, and you've been awesome. Thank you so much.
Hey, who sponsored this survey?
Who sponsors it? It doesn't show the sponsor. It just says what it shows here is the National Opinion Survey. That's what it shows, but it doesn't show us any other, just National Opinion Survey. That's what it shows that sponsors it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.